You know, God will lead you if you want to be led. God, include me in on what you are doing. Listen to me. The Bible says this, as your faith is, so be it unto you. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Well, I sense in my spirit by the Holy Ghost that you need to develop faith in the plan of God, in the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that you would be able to follow God. Listen, wherever you go, wherever you are, I don't want to be far from where God is, from where the move of the Holy Spirit is. Isn't that neat that God will let you in on every little thing he's doing? You know, things go in waves and they go in seasons. Things change. We were talking about change this morning, and that changes won't take place until you change what? Changes won't take place until you change your mind. Can I say something to you without you getting offended, but you'll be able to remember this? Listen, for your mind, your ear end will follow. God wants to take you on the greater things that he's doing. He wants to let you in on it. Things can get a whole lot better. God's calling you by his Spirit. Come on up to a higher place. Listen, wherever you go, wherever you are, I don't want to be far. So many people want to live their life apart from where God is. God will bless you to higher levels and higher dimensions, amen, that you might be able to be where he is. Do you know prosperity is nothing but a place of freedom? Because it's hard, amen, to think and to focus when all your bills are due. How many of you know that, when the pressure of the bills are on? But God blesses people that they might be able to be free in their head, free in their heart, without care, without anxiety, that they might be able to dwell in heavenly places where God is. Wherever you are, I don't want to be far. That's one prayer, isn't it? That's a prayer. So many people have got out there and run ahead of the Holy Ghost, run ahead of the presence of God. I don't want to run ahead of the presence of God. I want to stay right in sync with the Holy Spirit. I like this line right here. Open my eyes and let me see. In Ephesians, there's a prayer there, isn't it, that you'd have the spirit of enlightenment, that God would enlighten your eyes. Well, do you know that God's got a plan for you? He's got a destiny for you. He doesn't want you just wandering through life, taking blows. But he wants you to see his destiny for your life. That's a powerful little song right there. I need you to lead me wherever you go, wherever you are. I don't want to be far. Open my eyes and let me see the vision you have. People perish for a lack of knowledge and for a lack of vision. Let me tell you what, if you don't get a vision of where God wants you to go, you won't go anyplace. Where God wants to take you, you're going to have a supernatural vision. Where? In your spirit, but you got to renew your mind according to the vision of God for you. Somebody say, program my mind to see the vision of God. Now, I want you to renew your mind according to the plan of God, to the perfect will of God. Open my eyes and let me see the vision that you have. And the vision of God for you is your destiny. How do you bring about the vision of God in your life? How are you able to see your destiny? Brother Oral Roberts used to say something. He said, I get my direction by praying in the Holy Ghost, and then getting some type of interpretation. And as I get that interpretation, God then shows me what I'm to do. God doesn't want the saints running around with like chickens with their heads cut off, speaking in tongues. And so often people bump into walls and they mess up and they go around in cycles and circles and they're not able to do what God wants them to do. Do you know God wants you to walk this way? He wants you to go from glory to glory. How are you able to go from glory, amen, by walking with the Holy Ghost and walking with God? Find out what your destiny is. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost right now. I'm trying to get you to find out what God wants to do with your life. I can't give you a destiny. Mama and daddy can't give you a destiny. God's got an assignment on your life. I tell you what, there's some things on the inside of you that God predestined on the inside of you before the earth was formed. There's success planted on the inside of you that God said, this shall be. But all you got to do is get a vision of it on the inside, amen, and meditate on it. Write this down. You can name it. You can claim it. Because if it's on the inside of you, it's yours. But I tell you what, I'm one of those name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, confess it, and possess it people. That's how you get the blessing of God. And I want to let you know that for sure, amen. But you're not going to be able to name anything or claim anything that's not on your land. You have no claim to anything that you don't see on the inside. That's how it works. If you can see it on the inside, Paul, listen, remember when Joshua, Moses sent people out, or he sent out people many times, and he said, listen, go scope out the land. He told Joshua and him, go scope out the land. He also told Abraham, the father of faith, he said, listen, go scope out the land as far as you can see, as far as you can see. I want you to know you're not going to be able to grab anything that you don't scope out the land on. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you build yourself up in the most holy faith. As you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, that is scoping out the land of your spirit. Big land. There's ground on the inside of me. And God wants to give you vision to see your destiny, which is within you. Go search out the land. And whatever you see down there, you can have. So how do you bring that abundance and how do you bring that blessing that's on the inside of you to materialization? I just heard a song. I wish I had it for you. Somebody say, just name it. Somebody say it. And claim it. It's yours. Tell somebody. It's yours. Yours for the asking. Listen. Yours. It's your blessing. Whatever you need from the Lord. If I can see it on the inside, it's mine. If I see it, I can seize it. It's yours, yours for the asking. Yours, it's your blessing. Whatever you need from the Lord. If you just meditate on it, meditate on it. And you got to focus and concentrate on it. It's yours. Stop thinking on things of the world. Amen. Think on what God has for you. Amen. Put your eyes on the prize and watch it materialize. Hallelujah. So I ain't got no time to be listening to this and listening to that and messing around with people. I'm looking at my blessing. Glory to God. Faith works. Sometimes when you feel a little bit confined in your life, you feel a little bit trapped in your life, in your circumstance, you can get trapped in to your finances. You know, my finances won't let me go this far. There's only so far you can go with your checkbook. There's only so far you can go in relationships. There's only so far you can go with what you have. But if you feel boxed in on the inside that I don't have any means of escape, somebody, you need to scope out the land. Find escape through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Receiving God's best. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Greater is he that is in you than the one that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than the one that's in the world. Listen, the man that's on the inside of you, the spiritual man, is a greater man than the man that has contact with the natural. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. And be, somebody say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness. And this is how you can put on the new man. These are steps. Wherefore, putting away, someone say, take this off. See, you're not going to be able to put on any new man. You can just keep that old friend you got forever unless you decide to do these things. Well, this is how God's going to let us change our mind. Anybody that doesn't do these things won't change anything. Put away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Say, I will not. Why? Because you don't want to miss any good thing that God has for you. Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down on your anger. Neither give place. Somebody say, don't give place to the devil. Say it one more time. Don't you dare give place to the devil. You know who the devil is. The devil comes to kill, the devil comes to steal, and the devil comes to destroy. Look at me in my face real quick. When I see the devil and he sticks his ugly head up, I'm going to rebuke it flat, hard, right away. I'm going to do like Jesus did to his disciple. Get thee behind me, Satan. He said that to one of his disciples. Before, we just pacify the devil and pet it, never again. You act ugly in the name of Jesus again, I'm going to rebuke you from the top of your head to the very toenails on your feet. Don't like it, lump it, but that's the way it is. I will not give place to the devil again. I'm going to change. We've gotten so used to giving place to the devil, cooperating with devils and putting up with devil. The Bible says you shall know a tree by the fruit it bears. If it acts like a devil, it's a devil. You hear what I'm saying? And call it one until it comes out. Don't get mad if we offend your devil. Many people get offended when the devil's offended in them. And they feel sorry for the devil that got offended. They go running off with it. Now, a lot of people got the devil out of their house. They got the devil out of their business. They got the devil out of their own life. Well, let's get a little bit better. Let's get the devil from our side. Somebody say amen. Speak the truth. Resist the devil and he will flee. Don't give in to it. Don't put up with it. Resist it in Jesus' name. Somebody stand up and stop playing mansy-pansy with this stuff. I'm ready to change my mind. Somebody say, well, I don't want to hang with him. You don't have to. Just don't act like a devil. Don't act like one. I won't call you one. You can do the same thing with me when you see me manifesting. Call it out. Somebody say, call it out. Set me free. We expect to act like hell and somebody not to call our number. No. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And sometimes the truth is you are full of hell. I'm just working through this. No, you need to work your way out of that. You need to call that devil out. I just get that way sometimes. Well, maybe it's a devil that needs to be called out. Get thee behind me, Satan. See, this is the way it should be. We get so used to playing games and going through all this other stuff, and we just go on and set the people free. Neither give place to the devil. Ain't no devil going to have a seat in Nations Church ever again. Somebody say, well, brother, you missed it. I'm not a devil. I said, well, stop acting like one. Somebody say, check yourself. What would happen, amen? How are we going to change? How is our city going to change if we refuse to change? Somebody, this is how we change. Yeah, somebody say, just do it. But we get so afraid. You know, so afraid to move, so afraid to confront stuff. Amen. So afraid to, you know, wouldn't the body of Christ be a mess if Jesus was afraid to cast out devils? Devils don't always just slobber and make noise and cuss. They're controlling devils. They're a strife devil. Anything that destroys, anything that kills, it's a devil, and you need to call it for what it is. Anything that causes confusion is a devil, and we need to get straight up. I grew up in a church where the saints did that. You wouldn't want to, y'all couldn't hang with some of them saints. They were some loving people, amen. They'd be hugging your face one minute, and you get ugly, they tell you straight up, come on out of there, devil, in Jesus' name. I'd rather have somebody call it out of me when I first get it in me than me walking around letting me think I'm everything okay. Don't be angry, sin not, let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Sometimes you know it's not those people. Sometimes you know it's not your kids. It's not the friends. Sometimes, somebody say, sometimes the devil did make them do it. Flip, we should say, you know, we used to always get away in trips and go over there. The devil made me do it. Well, there are certain things you do. You know what? It is a devil. I talked to, you know, I used to play games with people and I used to think, well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Sometimes it's not the individual. Sometimes it's just the devil that you need to take authority over. Sometimes you acting crazy and act like you're going out of your mind. You find you better call it out of yourself. Somebody say, neither give place to the devil. Stop dancing with the devil. Stop acting like hell. Check yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not. You'll never change until you do it. I tell you what, I'm going to humble myself. I'm working on just being nice. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. You know, I get to the point, I used to think I always had wings on. I could, you know, I don't have a mirror. I could be around here one day with a fungus on and never know it, thinking everything's okay, just as nasty. That's not God. That's got to go. I want to be blessed. You can change if you want to. I want to be good. I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be cool, collective, and calm. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that steal no more. How does the devil come in and steal? You giving place to him. Everybody playing in romance and devils, and they get in there and steal. You know it's a devil. And they get in there and say, no, we can work with the devil. You can't teach the devil new tricks. You can't sanctify a devil. Somebody say, anybody ever try to train a devil? You can't train a devil. Listen, let him that steals steal no more. There are many demonic things going on in our lives and going on around us and all these other things, and you need to call it for what it is. And if you don't call it for what it is, it will steal everything you've got. For the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So let him that steals steal no more. Somebody say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Somebody say, I will not talk curses. Blessings. So many people are prophets of the devil, and they don't even realize it. If you're around, everything you got to say is negative. Everything you got to say is destructive, tearing something up. I'm going to tell you what, you're an agent of the devil, but you reap what you sow. You'll give an account for every idle word. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good. Somebody say, that which is good. Unto edifying. Amen. Didn't say whether it was, well, I just think it's true. Well, let somebody else talk about it. You don't have time for it. Many people think we got to tell people what's bad, what's up. People can tell. Junk stinks. They don't need you to remind them. They'll smell it sooner or later. Don't waste your time with that stuff. We were talking, Jerry, remember about several years ago, I said, well, don't worry about it. We don't have to curse a thing. There's always some dummy out there, someone willing to curse, and you always reap what you sow. Always. If you think God's got you in somewhere to take something down, if you're in the godly destruction business, demolition business, that's what? You got one coming your way. I want to be in God's blessing business. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah, I want him to use me because I reap what I sow. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace. Somebody say, grace unto the hearers. Somebody say, what a change. Say, what a change. What a change. Well, listen, we're not going to give place to the devil anymore, and we're going to shut up and speak things that are good for the use of edifying. Amen. He wouldn't have wrote if it wasn't possible. That it may minister grace unto the ear, unto the hearers. Somebody say, and grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Somebody say, grieving. Somebody say, grieving. How do you grieve the Spirit of God? Everybody's got an idea how God gets grieved and you grieve the Spirit. This is how the Spirit of God is grieved. And if you hang around this stuff, you will grieve the Spirit of God on your life. One. Let all bitterness, somebody say bitterness, and wrath, and clamor, and evil speaking be put, somebody say be put where? With what? Somebody say, I'm going to put it away. Sometimes it might not be you. Amen. Sometimes you might have to commit your girlfriend. Somebody say, put them away. I don't want to grieve the Spirit of God. I got to put you over here someplace. Amen.
I got to put you away from my ear. Somebody say amen. Somebody say put them away. I got to put you up. I used to play with that little Tonka toy, you know. Somebody say amen. You got to put them away. Many of you haven't received good things because of what you refuse to put away. So they say, put it away from you. And people think it's just talking about what they say, what they're talking about, their verbalization. And of course, you shouldn't be doing those things. But maybe you're not speaking negative and going through all that other stuff. Maybe it's those that abide around you. Somebody say, put them away from you. The Bible says that, not Pastor Ron. And be ye kind one to another, and tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Somebody say change. Say it one more time, change. Be ye transformed, or be ye renewed. Be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. One more time before I stop. I want you to do this. We've been talking about change, and this, how many are you going to go for this change? How many are you going to go for this change? Let me see a show of hands. How many are you going to try to change? Not just try, but you're going to be successful in doing it. Amen? Well, you can try. Listen, you can try to bake a cake, but if you don't follow the directions, it's not going to taste good, right? Amen? You can try. You see, many times we try, but we don't try the right way. If you try it God's way, you'll be successful. Now, this is how God says you can be changed. Write these down. Watch anger, sin not. Don't let the sun go down on my anger. Neither give place. I'm going to say, I refuse to give place to the devil. That means when you're riding in your car and the devil starts to manifest. Say, wait a minute now, girlfriend. Amen. But somebody say, we got to learn to put each other in spiritual check. Say, hold on real quick while I check this one. So you in my car right now, amen, don't bring the, you know, you have to cut that mess out. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to abide in that arena, amen. I'm trying to be renewed by the spirit of my mind, amen. That's your problem. I don't need it, amen. I'm trying to get better things. I love you, but, you know, this just can't happen. And I've been looking at your life. Somebody say confronted, amen. You go from cycle to cycle and rotate, you know, up today, down tomorrow, up today, down tomorrow. You live that way. I don't want to live that way anymore. Somebody say confronted. Give no place to the devil, and let him that steals. And somebody saying, don't be lazy, and watch your mouth. That's real easy. If you got these real easy steps that we can do for a renewed mind. Don't give place to the devil. Amen. Don't be lazy, and watch your mouth. Watch what you say. Let all bitterness and wrath and even all those other things. Everybody just circle that whole thing. Somebody say, stay out of this mess. All y'all talking about you want a better day and you want your life to change. It ain't nothing. God's not going to help you bring about any change until you do these things. Somebody say, I'm being conditioned for supernatural blessing, for a change. Everybody stand up. Growth is about to happen in this house. And he said, get the devil out. He said, this time I want it to stand. This time I want it to last. I want you to be able to hold on to it. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But I will be bold in the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? I will get in a devil's face real quick. I'm just going to let you know straight up. I've got a word from God to be what I'm supposed to be, and I will do that by faith in Jesus' name. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm doing what God told me to do. Somebody say hallelujah. He told Timothy to do the same. He said exhort. He also said what? Rebuke. Hallelujah. And I've accepted an anointing to rebuke the devil real good. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid to be known as someone that'll get somebody right. Why?
because there are babies coming in this house. You hear, and there's some people that ought to know better. There's some babies coming in this house. Somebody say hallelujah. I'd rather face God. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather face any of these ones that don't got no power any day than see God on the last day. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Somebody say, how many wish that there was just one day when you were out there, somebody just checked you? And I pray that same anointing would be on you. Speak the truth in love. Amen. Don't go out there just to hurt people's feelings. Amen. I'm not moved. I don't care what people say about me. Actually, when people don't talk about me, I'm getting real concerned. If people are not talking about you, you're not doing anything. Don't you let the devil take one place. When you see somebody get out, check them real quick. If they get mad, let God deal with them. So they can get mad. They can get glad. We used to be to the point where we don't want to get nobody upset. See how many empty seats in here? We need to make some room. Some say time to clean house. There are people out there that need to be set free. Well, I just want to let you know, if you're not saved tonight, you're going to hell. And it's not God's will that anybody go to hell. Amen. You need to be saved. Amen. Don't wait tomorrow to do what you should do today. Amen. Give your life to Jesus Christ. This is a good life. This is a wonderful life. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what. The devil's not out to have a good time with you. He's out to kill you. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You need to turn your heart to Jesus Christ tonight. And then make up in your mind to stay there. Stop being slack about the things of God. But be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Find it. Listen, get saved. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't try to be saved without the Holy Ghost. You got to build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Everybody needs it. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you're in sad shape. But you can have it tonight if you want it. And you need it. I just had to accept who I am in Jesus Christ. God makes different people different ways. And he uses different ministries to say certain things. I'm just blunt. I try to soften it and put it out. I soften it and put it in love. I'm a really nice person. But I'm serious about the things of God. Amen. And you'll fare out well with it. You need the Holy Ghost tonight. You need to be saved tonight. And you need to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And you need to be dedicated. There's no time to be wishy-washy. Halfway in and halfway out. You need to get serious about the things of God immediately. And things will get better. Amen. If you want to change tonight, you can have it. Now tonight there might be somebody in this room. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I just sense somebody saying, listen, I've been there before, heard it all before. Here we go again. I tell you what, by the power of the Holy Ghost, things will change. I prophesy and I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. You will never be the same again. But my flesh is so strong. My flesh is so strong. You don't understand. God can handle it. Glory to God. God can handle that mess and those traps in your head, all that stuff. He can handle it. He will change you. You won't do the same thing you used to do. I prophesy that and I speak to you. That stuff you've been struggling over, glory to God, all that stuff, guess what? It's going to break. As you become obedient to the Holy Ghost, you need to surrender it and drop it on the altar and say, Holy Ghost, change me right now. I won't be just like you. I surrender. Now, why don't you, if you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, come on up. Right now, in Jesus' name, if you need to be saved, come on up. Don't wait till next week. Come move now. Please, please, please. Please move. Come on. I know it's you. Hallelujah. Come on. Holler quickly. You filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you saved? You better get down here and get saved. Now. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, different people play games. Amen. Are you saved? Filled with the Holy Ghost? Okay. Stand up on your feet then. Hallelujah. You saved, filled with the Holy Ghost? Somebody say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Somebody needs this. Amen. Did you need to have it that clear? Hallelujah. She said, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love you. I knew the Holy Ghost was speaking to you back there. Did you feel that too?
Okay, well, you don't have to call me sir. You're bigger than I am. Amen. It's just the anointing on me, brother. When I get out this door, I'm going to be real nice to you. I'm real bold right now because Jerry is here. Amen. But you need to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to get right with God. Amen. And do whatever it takes. You know that to be true? You want some things to change in your life. I sense that. Amen. And some things have got to change. Some things have got to change. A lot of things have got to change. You've been believing God for a change. Something's got to 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 change. Praise God, and something will change. Somebody say praise God. Now listen, somebody that can share the plan of salvation, get up here real quickly if you can't do help him. Do you believe Jesus is Lord? That Jesus came down from heaven, died and rose again for your sins? Do you have any sins? You probably got a couple of them. Amen. Somebody say amen. But they can be forgiven. Hallelujah. All those things can be forgiven. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's one thing to stand up here and make a commitment, but you got to learn to walk through those things in your life, you know, on a day-to-day basis. Hallelujah. Will you accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life? And when you do that, we're going to pray for you. Okay, somebody's going to share this stuff with you, and some of y'all don't think it's being done right. You can do it after the service is over. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You know, so he's not doing it right. Well, that's why you're there, so you can do it right. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. So you're going to give your life to Jesus Christ, and then you're going to let the Holy Ghost come on the inside of you. And whatever the Holy Ghost says to do, I know it sounds really strange, Holy Spirit says to do, hallelujah, you have to follow that leading of the Holy Spirit. And that will bring about the change in your life. Amen. There's a lot of stuff that, not saying any other reason, but I just sense there's a lot of stuff that got to change. A lot of stuff that have got to change. As in all of us. As in all of us, amen. And it's going to be a dramatic change. And he delivered you from the fowler, from the snare of the devil. And you're one that's going to stand up to the face of death and say no to many others in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, there are many sinking in sin and many dying all about you. And God's going to give you an anointing to speak life into their life. And you're going to change your geographic area where you are. Glory to God. The Lord shall raise up a standard against the devil, and they shall stand strong. Hallelujah. And that generational curse that's been over that geographic area by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, it shall be broken by the Word of God and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let to spring forth like rivers of living water in Jesus' name. I speak revival over that area in Jesus' name. Go on and minister to him. Hallelujah. Go on and minister to him. Hallelujah. Give him what? And what was yours? Hallelujah. Benita.